Hey guys, it is Kyle here, or Football Takeover, or Capybara Takeover, whatever you want to call me. I do not care at this point. Today's episode, I just want to talk about our bench. Like, it's completely random, means absolutely nothing to anybody else. I just want to talk about our bench. As I sit here in my room and think, I think we have the best bench in MLS. Let's just say, oh, Gressel's playing today. Oh, we have Mo Farsi. Oh, Jason's going to start today. We have Christian Ramirez or Cucho on the bench. And Jason Russell-Rowe, I think, should be starting against Houston. And then maybe against our next away. I don't know who's after Houston off the top of my head. But he definitely should be starting against Houston. Two goals to seal off two games in a row at home. They're two pretty damn good goals. You know, the one against Cincinnati, like, really tight finish. And then the one against Toronto. You know, it was the work effort there to get behind that back line, whoever that was in the back line, and, you know, make that catch, or make the play happen to get the goal. That's what you really got to look at nowadays, is like he's coming off the bench scoring, and, you know, Saturday, he had a lot more minutes than he normally does, and he produced. So I'm like, okay, let's give him a full 90 minutes and just see what he can do. Like, it's not going to hurt the team at all. Like, you know, give Ramirez a bench or Cucho a sit for a game. Although I wouldn't really, dude, it's hard against Houston because Houston's in a really good roar right now, especially at home. Especially there, you're scoring a shitload of goals. But then we go back to like the bench option. Oh, you want to rest one of our defenders? Okay. Let's say you're going to rest Stephen Marrero. Okay, we can somewhat afford to do that with, you know, Gustavo Valencia, Yevhen Cherwico. Oh, and we also have on the side Rudy, whose name I don't know how to pronounce yet. So we have that too. Like, we're very, very good on our bench. And we have way more than just that. Like, we even have a Sean Zawadzki there. Sean Zawadzki, my personal favorite MLS candidate, my candidate for player of the year for us. We have Matan on the bench too. Like, none of those are at all bad options to have. Like, sorry, there's hair in my mouth. That would be bad on our bench. Like, they're good on our bench. They're amazing on our bench. But I think sometimes you should give them a start. Like, you know, it's bench. Rossi did good in his debut, yes, against his starting debut against Toronto. Why am I blanking on Toronto? Because fuck Michael Bradley. But I think that Rossi still needs time to integrate into the team for him to be, you know, that player that he once was with LAFC. He showed the glimpses of it, yes. Of, you know, that youngest ever player to win the Golden Boot in MLS. No, yes, he showed the glimpses. But, you know, I want to see Matan still. Matan has been amazing this year for us. I think he's, again, up there for like our comeback player of the year. Remember, last year he was out on loan for an Austrian team. For the life of me, I couldn't tell you which Austrian team. I think it was Rapid Wurza, who... do not ask me why I know this, but just beat Fiorentina in the conference in Europa League. Or conference league, you know, the playoffs. It's like qualify for it. Do not ask me why I know that. I just do. So there's that too. I mean, we have a really good bench. And then you have like Evan Bush there, you know. No, then we even have someone like Parente on crew too. Taha Habrun, Cole Maroka, who can now both play. I want to see some of these guys get some minutes. Not this year, maybe next year in like the Open Cup, you know, something like that. Something around that. Like, I feel like they can show us, what do you got? Like, those are two players who I think have the potential to be, Taha, we've seen it, has the potential to be this, and more. So yeah. That's gonna do it for this episode, guys. It was pretty much me just going to rant how I think we have the best bench in MLS. Probably not going to post this one out, so if you see it, thanks. Make sure to share, follow, rate. I don't know how you guys do this. Follow me on Instagram at football.takeover. I think that's the Instagram handle. I don't know. I don't have it memorized. Sweet. Thanks, guys.